under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of this post-election day show, Wednesday, November 8th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Downstate Kim, always on the standby, providing me research and information, news that she hears downstate. She said Monday, the Board of Canvassers just approved the recall petition of another Democrat, State Representative Kelly Breen. She represents the 21st House District that's down like near Novi, the Novi Expo Center, kind of the southern western portion of Oakland County. If you go to her website, kind of a little heavy Democrat woman. Why do you always now look at people's weight? Because I'm down 85 pounds and everybody's like shocked when they see me. They can't believe. are you Chuck or Randy? So I just innately now I look at puffed up people the way I was. I relate to them. I know how they feel. Well, Kelly, in her website on the state representative page, says, quote, I believe in working with colleagues on both sides of the aisle to find the best path forward for our citizens, because there is nothing stronger than when Michiganders stand together, end quote. Paul, by the way, that's the proper way of saying it. Thank you for your letter. But anyway, she says this on her website, but if you look at her voting record, guess what? 100% communist. Every single vote this woman has taken has been in lockstep with Betsy Cofia in the 103rd and Governor Gretchen Whitmer's agenda. She doesn't work with colleagues on both sides of the aisle. She hasn't sponsored or co-sponsored one Republican bill, not one. But yet she says this on her website. I believe in working with colleagues on both sides of the aisle. That's a bald-faced lie, Kelly. You should be recalled just because of what you have on your state representative House page. Well, the language was approved on Monday by the Board of Canvassers. Now they're going to emulate exactly what's going on up here in the 103rd. I reached out to Tammy Clark from Stand Up Michigan. She's going to get her entire organization to help Katie Ness's people's supporters' efforts to get the signatures to recall Betsy Cofia. Don Compton, if you're listening, Rick Selva, if you're listening, Jimmy Rieger, all of you guys involved in Stand Up Michigan, Sheboygan, Presque Isle County, guess what? You're coming down to the 103rd. You just don't know it yet. You guys are going to be engaged in getting signatures. It only takes a couple of hours of your time. All you have to do personally is get 100 signatures. They're going to give you a walking list with a map to show you exactly what doors to go and knock on a Saturday morning. Here's her voting record. Here's the bills she sponsored, co-sponsored, and voted for. Do you agree with these policies? Heck no, I don't. Because these are going to be Republican voters. Sign here to recall Betsy Kofia. And oh, by the way, here's a business card from Katie Ness, her opponent. Now it's going to happen down in the 21st House District. Kelly Breen is targeted and has been approved for recall. We've got an overall view of what happened yesterday. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment, hour number three. You know, I absolutely love my listeners. I love you guys. I love your cell phones, your ability to pull up pictures. Officer Rick, formerly known as Trucker Rick, He's down on road patrol listening on the Simple Radio app in Genesee County. Don't give out any tickets. If you see somebody breaking the law, pull them over and warn them and thank them for not shooting you. Folks, if you want to see this picture, I just forwarded it to William Hamilton. He said, Randy, that was September 14, 2019, that Trump rally, Auto Workers for Trump, that Brian Panabaker had organized on Van Dyke at 17, the corner of 17 Mile Road and Van Dyke in Sterling Heights, Michigan, was a sunny, beautiful, blue sky day. Downstate Kim, you were there on your motorcycle. Londa Gott, the organizer of Bikers for Trump, she was there on her motorcycle. We went on a ride. Remember the loops we did on the motorcycles? Down Van Dyke. We turned around, I think, at what, 14 Mile Road? Or no, 16 Mile Road. And then drove back north to 18 Mile Road. We kept doing loops on our motorcycles. Well, I got a picture from Officer Rick. It was a selfie he took of himself and Fat Trucker Randy with my huge puffed out beard from riding my motorcycle down with no helmet. I had a ponytail. My hair's all pulled back and I had it in a ponytail that went, oh, probably a good 6-8 inches below my shoulders. My big trucker beard. And of course I was acting the fool. I stuck out my tongue. Kind of had a, is it Gene Simmons from Kiss? He always sticks out his huge tongue. Well, I stuck out my little tongue and got my picture taken with Officer Rick. If you want this photograph from September 14, 2019, he ate pizza with William Hamilton and his daughter and I on the back of his pickup truck. Rick had some pizza with us that day. Just text me. Let's see, what word do I want? Text me pizza. Text me pizza, and I'll forward you this photograph that Officer Rick just sent. I can't believe how fat and how big my beard. Man, look at my beard. It was actually blown out on the one side from the wind. Bikers for Trump patch on my leather vest. I'm going to send this to Downstate Kim. This is great. I had a photograph in my phone somewhere of me with Downstate Kim. She was in her leathers. And Londa Gott, and let's see. Is it Gott or Gott? G-A-T-T-G-O-T-T. I got to look her up. Let's go to Recents and find Downstate Kim. There she is. Click, click, and send. I'll never forget that day. It was great. Patrick Kolbeck was there. It was a great day. Let's see. Cher wants Doc's flyer. So text that to Dar up in Sheboygan, Stand Up Michigan. Let's see what other ones just came in. Oh, man. This is just memory lane. Gene Simmons. Yes, it was Gene Simmons. Randy, I'm not going to make that comment on the show. Praying for you, brother. I'm pretty sure I was there, but I forgot to bring my heart. You didn't ride your Harley? You had your leathers on. Or did you ride on somebody else's bike that day? How did you get there? Let me look up. Barry wants the picture. Yeah, he just texted me in Indian River. He wants to see this picture. Oh, my God, I was acting the fool that day. We had so much fun. That was great. All the trucks going by were blowing their air horns. We had thousands of people on the corner. How many bikes did we end up having? It was well over 100. We had blockers for us at the intersections. We rode together down Van Dyke, turned around, turned the loop, and came back and went up to 18 Mile Road. We did it like 6-7 times. Kim says, but please don't tell anyone, though. I only got 9 listeners, so it's just us girls talking right now. Oh, that was great. All right, Barry, I'll send it to you at the break. History was made yesterday in our state of Michigan. This comes to us from the communist news source, Bridge, Michigan. Jonathan Olstein now getting paid to be the communist reporter for them. Democrats will lose their narrow two-seat edge in the Michigan House of Representatives as a result of elections on Tuesday. Democratic State Representatives Lori Stone and Kevin Coleman were elected mayor of Warren and Westland, respectively. Both will leave office soon, meaning the House chamber will be tied until special elections to replace the two representatives are held in May of 2024. The deadlock could soon grind to a halt any momentum Democrats built this year after gaining control of the state House and the state Senate for the first time in 40 years. Again, why? Because 1.4 million people who voted in the presidential November 2020 election did not vote last November. I had people texting into the show, what difference does it make? The Republicans are no different than the Democrats. So they went deer hunting. Well, guess what? They took back the House, they took back the Senate, and Whitmer, Nestle, and Benson all won re-election because you didn't vote. Well, that's being undone. Voters in 73 of Michigan's 83 counties went to the polls yesterday. Even with the 9 days of early voting made possible by the constitutional amendment last year, all of the elections went off with a few hitches only in 40 communities. Who were some of the losers yesterday? Marijuana dispensaries. Voters in Detroit, suburbs of Birmingham. Vicki and I used to live there years ago when we first got married. Grosse Pointe Park, Keego Harbor, and the city of Rochester soundly defeated proposals that would have allowed marijuana dispensaries in their cities. Yep, absolutely not in my backyard. NIMBY strikes again. Not in my backyard, not going to happen in Birmingham, Grosse Pointe, Keego Harbor, and Rochester. We don't want the pot shops. It's that simple. But while we were out voting yesterday, the Michigan Senate passed the House bills repealing a series of state abortion restrictions. Remember where I stayed up and watched the vote? They flipped Karen Whitsitt, the Democrat state representative from Detroit, because they took out Medicaid funding of abortions and left in the 24-hour waiting period. Karen Whitsitt flipped. In every single one of those bills, House bills 4949 through 4959, passed 56 Democrats to 54 Republicans. Well, they were sent to the Senate yesterday, Election Day. And, of course, the 20 Democrat senators passed it. 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans voted against it. Now the measures go to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for her signature, where they will become law without immediate effect. That's, of course, because the six Republican state senators on the tally board did not vote to give it immediate effect. But they will go into effect 90 days after the end of this legislative session, which technically, folks, is going to be this coming Tuesday. A week from yesterday, this coming Tuesday, November 14th, they are done for the year. They are shutting Lansing down. They are out of session. what happens starting this next Tuesday? The 90-day clock starts ticking. Tick, tick, tick. Well, you go from November 14th, a day before deer season, rifle season, to December, to January, to February 14th. Immediate effect of all this garbage that the Democrats have passed in the House and the Senate, signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, goes into effect February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day next year. They move up the presidential primaries to February 27th, putting Michigan in front of Iowa caucuses, New Hampshire primary, which goes against the RNC rules. Michigan Republicans will lose delegates at the national convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin next summer. Well, Christina Caramo and state committee did a workaround on that. We're going to hold a caucus and a convention. Precinct delegates will go and pick the other 39 delegates they're going to lose because of this tactic that Gretchen Whitmer, Dana Nessel, the attorney general, and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson was able to get the Democrat-controlled House and Senate to pass. Well, they came up with a workaround. So we will have all 55 delegates at that national convention in Milwaukee next summer. But these abortion bills passed in the House, again, we stayed up and watched the vote, 56-54, 56-54, 56-54 on all of them except for Medicaid funding and removing the 24-hour waiting period. Well, the senators passed them yesterday. And now they go to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for signature. They got every item that they wanted, including a 2013 law which prohibits insurance companies from covering abortions unless the customers bought an optional rider. And you know what else went into the bills that got passed in the House, in the Senate, and soon will be signed by the governor and will take effect in this state February 15, 2024? Partial birth abortions. That ban is gone. Up until the day of delivery, a completely healthy baby living inside the womb, able to live on its own, if they just provided a C-section and removed the baby from the mother's womb, the baby would live on its own, a fully, completely, fully developed human being can now be torn apart piece by piece. They can start the birthing process, expose the head, drill a hole in the skull cap, and scramble the brain, instantly killing the baby, and then remove it piece by piece. Is going to be legal in the state of Michigan starting February 15, 2024. That's what they did in the Senate yesterday. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.